Hi, and welcome to the Mouse and More podcast. My name is Mark, and I am joined this evening by my fellow co-hosts, Adam, Liza, Chris, Tony, and my lovely wife, Bridget. There's so many of us now, it's hard to remember.
I know,
anybody.
It's like a big party.
It is a party.
We're all amazing.
Yeah, it's great.
I'm super.
So, how is everybody tonight?
Good.
Are we doing well?
I'm good, you?
I'm good. Adam and Liza were in Disney World, so that was exciting. Following their adventures.
Mm-hmm. It was great. Although I was a little disappointed by the citrus whirl. I'm just saying.
Oh, don't even.
I don't even want to talk about it.
Yeah, I can't even believe
that. I'm so disappointed.
But you guys, it really did taste like a Tropicana.
The first time I met Chris was in Disney World in Magic Kingdom, and I showed her the citrus whirl, and she was blown over. So
it was fantastic. Yeah.
It might have to be a Bridget Campy thing.
Yeah, it might be a Bridget Campy thing. I can see that.
When you were you videoed it, you're trying the citrus roll, and I at work we're going through this whole process where we have to do flow charts, and I was saying, you know what you need is a flow chart how to properly eat the citrus roll.
I saw that.
And I'm going to do that. I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to flow chart it.
I am interested in seeing that, Mark. I am really into that flow chart. I might need more flow charts in my life. I don't even know at this point. I don't even
Nerds.
I know. I'm going to get an electronic violin and start playing it on a stage.
Do you know what? I've always wanted a flow chart. Because, like, I would go out with my friends. I am at Disney, for example. And I would be like, I'm going to have a drink tonight. And every time, and Mandy would always say, no, you're not. You're going to have cake. And I said to her, I need a flow chart for whether or not the drink I'm going to have turns into a piece of cake instead.
It always does.
And I think there are hurdles you have to cross, but I think that's the case.
So. Oh, I'd rather have cake anyway.
Yeah, me too. Cake is the way to go. We're going to have Liza and I are actually going to Las Vegas next week for a conference and cake, right?
And cake. Conference and cake. I have said it's going to be great. We're going to be like, I'd like a water with lemon, please, and Diet Coke, and a side of cake, and an early bedtime, please.
You know, here's the worst thing. Okay, so the conference actually sent us, and Bridget, you should really go to things like this with us, but the conference actually sent us an option to get a free show ticket. So I'm looking at all the things, and I sent the list to Liza, and she was like, Thunder from Down Under? And we were like, yeah, I don't think so. So anyway, I think we're going.
Oh my God, I would totally go. That'd be so fun.
Thunder from Down Under.
It's literally my last week of school. I can't go.
Aww.
Just remember what they say, ladies. What happens in Vegas makes great podcast content.
Exactly.
Well, maybe we'll just lie and say we went and saw the Thunder from Down Under. You know, Siri on my phone is an Australian man. So, I mean.
Hey.
You know. Hello, Chris.
What can I do for you?
Let's just stop this right now. So we actually have a topic. We don't want to like frighten Adam, but we actually do have a topic, and the topic is your favorite ride music. And I think the way we could divide this up is to go from park to park, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's amazing. So is it ride or is it like overall?
It could be your favorite music in that park. How about that?
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes it easier.
But does it have to be current music? Can it be like music that used to be?
You can be used to be.
Okay. Yesteryear.
Okay.
Yesteryear music.
Yesteryear
music from long time ago,
Grandma
kids.
Grandma Liza.
That's right.
Bench.
I am a golden girl. All right, Blanche.
I know. Totally is not Blanche. Wait a minute. Which one is she?
Blanche.
Okay.
Rue McClanahan.
She's totally rude. No, I mean, which one is Liza if she were a golden girl?
She just said I'd be Blanche.
Do you think she's Blanche?
I don't know. Liza are well enough to know. I turned my mouth. Sorry.
Adam, if Adam were a golden girl, who is Adam?
Okay. Adam's Dorothy.
He's Italian, so you got to.
Totally not Dorothy. He's too nice. since Bridget was so kind to, you know, get us on track at least for like 10 seconds, I'm going to go with Bridget. Bridget, what's your favorite music in the Magic Kingdom?
Magic Kingdom. Let me think. I like Space Mountain, I think.
Really? Is there music? I've only heard screams.
No, when you come out. When you're going in the queue, that's what it is. When you go in the queue and you have like those, like, it's like almost like soothing, like that.
I was just trying to do it in the background there.
I like that. I mean, but I also like walking into Magic Kingdom and hearing the music, because when I first walk in.
All right.
So it kind of like cues like a lot of like nostalgia for me that way.
Okay.
Because I remember the first time I ever walked in like by myself after I'd worked there, after, you know, going with the kids, and I was I'm kind of home. Like, that's
awesome. Yeah.
I like kind of old fashioned Victorian type of music too. So I like Tomorrowland, and I like Main Street.
Okay. What about you, Liza?
Oh, okay. So for Magic Kingdom, I really like the Carousel of Progress music, but I like the old school one.
Yes.
The Now is the Time. Now is the best time. Mm-hmm. Remember that good song? One.
That is a good one. I don't know why they went back to the original.
I know. I kind of liked that one. The original one's good, too. There's a great big... That's a good one. But I actually like both of them, but I just remember Now is the Time, because when I used to go when I was a kid, Now is the Time was the song that they played.
I have to say, I'm actually right there with you. So.
Yeah, I like that song.
Okay, all right. Adam, what is your favorite?
I'm going to go with two.
Nope,
because I can.
Only one.
I'm going to go with Adventureland, of course, because I like the, it's like African-ish type drum beat.
Yeah, I like that too.
And it kind of gets your heart pumping a little bit. You're like starting to get excited. But my favorite in park, like music specific, is the Tiki Room. Of course, the birds, the plants, the Tiki gods. I love that because it's like an original, 1960s, Disneyland song and group of songs. So
all right. How about you, Mark?
I have to agree with Adam. I think Adventureland is my favorite. I love the Adventureland music.
Nice.
There's a loop that I listen to like all the time. Like as we're leading up to our trip, I'm always listening to Adventureland music.
Okay.
And the other thing I really like for Magic Kingdom is I loved Spectre Magic. Loved it.
Oh God.
I know.
I heard they played that Guantanamo.
I loved Spectre Magic.
No, I'm actually not making that up.
I love Guantanamo.
I had a great time in Guantanamo.
Guantanamo was awesome.
Those lights and that music.
What was wrong with Spectre Magic?
I liked the beginning, but the middle kind of stunk. Oh, it really did.
Mark, by any chance, were you a tri-lamb during your college years?
Lambda, no. Lambda, Lambda.
No, I was not.
Okay.
That's so funny. You were on like a Revenge of the Nerds kick, Tony.
Oh, is that where that comes from?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Revenge of the Nerds. Speaking of nerds, what about you, Tony?
Thank you. I'm a big fan of the Frontierland music loop. I feel like, I'm walking around the Old West and, the harmonicas, the banjos, it fits.
Nice.
I don't know.
I bet you like those banjos.
I do. I like dueling banjos.
Okay. All right. That's good, Tony. I like it. Okay. So for me, because Liza and I share a brain, it is the Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow. I mean, I'm sorry. Mine would be also Now is the Time.
Oh, you like Now is the Time better, too.
Yes, me
too. I do, too.
Sorry. Okay. I had a brain cramp there. Okay. All right.
I think it's hard to pick in Magic Kingdom.
No, Carousel of Progress wins like hands down. There's no
and
competing.
And I still didn't do it this last time.
Now, see, it's not music, but I give Carousel of Progress best narration as well. Between that and the haunted, Mansion, those two soundtracks are just
Haunted is really good.
Legend.
Yeah, it is good. So let's go over to Epcot. I'm going to have a really hard time at Epcot, by the way. I think all of us are.
I'm not.
Space music as you walk in. Okay, oh, go ahead, Bridget. Let's have Bridget just knock it out of the park.
Well,
here.
I mean, I have, you know, I worked there, so it's
oh,
not.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
To me. Right. So the fountain show.
Yes.
Right? Like that music for the fountain show.
Love.
It runs. It's close between that and Illuminations. They're like okay. My two absolute favorites. I love them. Like I will listen to them on a loop over and over again. Okay. So the one like that, what is it? I forget what the fountain show is called. It's like
love that fountain show.
Surprise in the Skies Air Battle. That's what it is.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's super cool.
It's yeah. I'm looking on DCOT right now. That and then Illuminations. But I remember hearing that music and I remember walking across from because we come in. Behind the Odyssey to go over the land for work, and my friend and I would walk together, and we would like literally dance across the park.
Aww.
Like nerds, you know,
it's actually cute.
It's adorable, really.
I but, love
yeah,
that.
I love it. That music, I love it. So that's my favorite, hands down.
You're okay, good. What about you, Liza?
You can call me Lewis Skolnick. That's the main nerd on Revenge of the Nerds. Tony knows.
Session right now. I was oddly attracted to him.
Oh, well, never mind.
No,
I'm just
I have weird taste.
Lewis but... Skolnick. That's me. Yeah, they call me Louie.
Skolnick had potential, I think.
Skolnick, I mean, didn't he get the girl in the end?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go. Anyway, it's so hard for me to do Epcot to pick a specific music that I'm telling you it's going to be hard. So I'm going to try to narrow it down. I like, of course, obviously Illuminations. Everybody knows it. But that's hands down number one. I love the exit music. I love Tapestry of Dreams.
I love that.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. I listen to that in my car all the time. My kids are like, Mom, really? I'm like, yeah. Stop. I'm not listening to Justin Bieber. So,
Nick listens to all Epcot music at night when he goes to bed.
That's amazing. And that's the way it should be, people.
Yep.
It's the way it should be. And so that, but if I was going to pick a song for the ages, kids, I like Tomorrow's Child.
Oh my God.
Remember? Tomorrow's Child. Tomorrow. Because it's so cheesy. Like, cheesy early 80s, I think. I think of Alex P. Keaton, maybe it's some Family Ties.
Yep.
I want to be, I'm like the Keaton.
Little Tracy Golden there.
Yes. That's what, I'm Justine Bateman all over again. So there we go. I love it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What about you, Adam?
Mine has to be the music that they play for the movie in France.
Oh, yeah.
And that's not Disney music, per se. That's, you know, classic French composers that they've mixed together. But, I love that. I will go to that every time and just sit there and listen because the video is gorgeous, but it's very old and they need to update it. But I would say definitely that... music and of course the entrance to Epcot, that whatever that futuristic type space mountainy type music.
Yep.
I don't know what the name is.
It's like the entrance. It's called like usually the area loop or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All of that round in the where the pin trading thing is the all that. I like that music.
I agree.
So those are my two.
Okay. What about you, Mark?
So I was gonna. Say Fountain of Nations, but Bridget took that, and then Illuminations, but Liza took that. So, but I also really like the Seas with Nemo and Friends. All the music in there is I like that. I like to go to bed to that music. It's soothing. Mm.
You go to bed to that music?
Sometimes, not all the time.
When? Like I've never heard that.
Like, so you're not asleep by
that. She's always roasting him.
What is that? What is happening here?
Oh, gosh. Mark's sneaking in a headphone.
It's like I don't even know who I married anymore. I
That's it. I'm done.
He's waiting until you go to sleep, Bridget. And then here comes like a little iPhone headphone.
I do it occasionally. I don't do it every night. Oy.
Most guys nice. Sneak downstairs to the.
I got attacked for Spectra Magic.
He's so abused.
So funny.
Fine.
Mark, do you need a safe place?
I do need a safe place.
Find a happy place. Probably find a happy place.
I need to be listening to the Seas with Nemo fish right now.
Aww.
I love that Big Blue World song.
Soarin's good too, though.
Yeah, and Soarin. That's the other one. Yeah,
God, I can't. Like, Epcot's hard.
There's a lot of good music.
Epcot's the best music.
They really do.
I have to admit, I'm having a hard time with mine. But I'm going to go to Tony, and then I'll go to mine, because mine's weird. Okay, go ahead, Tony.
Okay, I have a couple. The first one, like Liza, I think Tapestry of Dreams, Tapestry of Nations was some of the best music that the theme parks, that Disney has put out down there.
Legendary.
True Colors in the Honey, I Shrunk the Audience pre-show.
Huh.
That just used to get me right in the feels,
wait
as the
minute,
kids say these
minute.
Days.
Cyndi Lauper?
That's what they say.
It's True Colors?
It was Cyndi Lauper, but I don't know if it was her version or not. I just remember hearing True Colors all the time, and it used to get me.
Oh, I remember
show all the,
that.
All
with
the
video.
Kodak Still pictures fallen? Of the kids mm-hmm. and the
yes!
puppies.
And the puppies.
And the puppies.
Oh, my gosh, we get a flashback.
Oh, Canada, just because I'm a Martin Short fan, so I kind of like, when I go in to see the Oh, Canada show, I really like that music. And the Fife and Drum Corps Outside of America Pavilion, the Spirit of America, the old Fife and Drum show. That's just really, you know, super patriotic and go America.
You know who I liked was the Kilt. What were they? The Kilt
Off Kilter.
Oh. Yeah,
Off Kilter. Biggest
they
mistake.
Awesome.
Biggest mistake they ever made was getting rid of them. I think they're on their fourth musical act now since they've left in Canada.
Yeah.
That was
awesome.
A big mistake. And it was weird because you heard all kinds of gossip about it from they just didn't want to pay them what they had to pay them. I think that was the main thing I heard. You know, just all kinds of crazy stuff. And then they brought them back for like a holiday show. I don't know that they didn't bring them back last year, did they?
I don't remember.
The Lumberjack show was like a massive disappointment.
It was horrible. I saw
you,
I,
and for one thing, I mean, they really didn't do anything. They just stood on logs and, like, you know, then you had to worry if one was going to crack their head open or something on the side, you know.
I don't know. It wasn't very good.
I don't know. I was worried.
I think the band still plays down in Orlando and somewhere.
They
they're not,
do.
They're not allowed to call themselves
yes.
like Kilter anymore, but they're called, called something else.
Well, and they're all musicians, and they're all involved in Orlando, yeah. So that is true.
Actually, they are still touring as Off Kilter.
Are they really?
Wow.
I'm looking at their website right now.
Oh,
and
really?
They are playing Celtic festivals Aww. All across the U.S.
Wow.
Wow, I never knew that was a thing.
Their next appearance will be June 7, 15th through 17th at the Celtic Fest Ohio in Waynesville, Ohio.
Oh, cool. They got quite
a following. Now we know. Now we know. Yeah, they did. They had a massive following. People were so upset when they got rid of
them. That was a big deal.
I never really paid attention, but, you know, I would walk by and be like, okay, this isn't horrible. It's not as bad as the Lumberjacks. The last time I was there, they had some lady singing Shania Twain, I guess because she's Canadian.
Oh, my gosh. Man, I feel like a woman.
That's what she was singing. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny. That's the only song I think I know by her.
You know, they did just announce that on June 4th, there's going to be a blueberry, the blueberry grass band. So I guess it's kind of
like a bluegrass band.
Bluegrass band, yeah.
Right. Mark liked that music from, what was that movie with George Clooney?
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou? So good. I'm all aboard with that music. I love that music.
Mm-hmm.
Great movie.
Okay.
It was good, though.
It's a good movie. Okay. I'm going to finish this up because mine is not very interesting. I like that America music from Epcot because I hear it on hold all the time when I'm on hold with Disney. The music that sounds like the movie from
golden
Coming
Dreams?
To America. America with your golden dreams. I would always sing it. I always thought it was With Your Broken Wings. I was like, that's insulting. But it sounds like sexual chocolate. Mr. Randy Jackson.
Mr. Randy Watson.
Randy Watson, thank you. Yeah, right. That's what it is. Okay, so mine's not very interesting. Definitely. And I sing it to my kids all the time. I get like, yes! I mean, the whole thing. Okay, our house is weird. It's, all right.
Hey,
okay.
I would sing it with you because I actually know every single word of that song.
America.
Because I my kids kind of liked it for a while. I listened to it in my car and repeat for like 3 months.
Liza, did you see it when you were there?
Golden Dreams?
Yeah,
Frozen better.
Did you see it?
I haven't seen it this last time.
They updated it. Yeah, and I watched it on Memorial Day.
Wait,
how about that?
They what? We updated it.
Yes, they updated the ending song. They re-recorded it.
Wait, they didn't get rid of Randy Watson, did they?
I don't know, but they updated the pictures, the images on the video because some people are not American heroes anymore.
Let's go ahead and move over to Hollywood Studios. I can't even tell you what kind of music they play there. Wait, Toy Story, Pixar. Okay, I got mine. Next.
Start over.
All right. Okay. All right, let's move over to Hollywood Studios. I'm going to go first because I never get a good one. Mine is going to be the Toy Story, You've Got a Friend in Me.
Mm.
The best. I have to tell you something cute that happened. So my daughter graduated from fifth grade, and it was not as emotional as I thought it was going to be. But one of the songs that they played when they did the little slideshow was You've Got a Friend in Me. And none of the kids sang to any of the songs, but as soon as that one started, all the little fifth graders started singing. That just shows you that shows you what a connection these kids have because they grew up watching it. So that was sweet. Anyway, that would be mine. My forever happy Disney song. Okay, let's go to Tony because Tony's been last the last couple of times, and I know he gets sad over there in the corner.
Tony.
Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome.
Indiana Jones stunt show.
Yes.
I really like the indie music.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, good point. Dun, dun, dun,
that's
dun,
a great one.
Dun, dun, dun. Who, wait, segue, who saw Solo?
Awesome.
Oh,
I loved it.
It was great.
Mark saw it twice.
I wouldn't say great.
I loved it.
I would say better than Last Jedi, not as good as Rogue One. But
see,
it was a good popcorn film.
One.
How are you saying that Last Jedi was not amazing?
Oh, Last Jedi was less than amazing.
I didn't see any of it, so whatevs.
Yeah, no, it was really good. And we're going to have to arm wrestle about that, Tony.
Very well.
We should talk about it. We just do a show and talk about it.
We already did it. Didn't get edited. Yeah. Don't you remember?
Oh, that Star Wars show?
Yeah.
No, that was Last Jedi.
That was Last Jedi. Well,
You know what? We should talk. We should do a show
you
where we talk about Last Jedi and Solo.
That's fine.
All right, that's coming up next. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Liza, what's your song in Hollywood Studios?
All right. So my songs in Hollywood Studios is the cue music to Tower of Terror, my favorite ride. I love it. I actually have the playlist on my phone.
Nice.
One of my favorite songs.
Every Disney song on your phone. I kind of do actually.
But Bunny Birkin and I Can't Get Started. So good. The trumpet at the end. Ugh. And all of that creepy music with the record player.
Yeah.
Love, love, love. Oh, and
I love how they make it all sound creepy. It's all this great music, and they make it all sound creepy. I love it.
I like the additional creep. Yes, I do. It's great. And fun fact, I'm actually learning that song, Christine, on piano. So I can.
Are you real?
Yeah. Yeah, I can almost play the whole thing now. So I will be playing. You can sing it. All right.
All right. Okay. What about you, Adam? What do you have for us?
It'd have to be the entrance music, which is like 1930s, 40s, Hollywood type.
I love that.
Big band stuff, right?
Love big band.
I like that. I love, of course, the Muppets, although they really don't sing in that show. But they got Muppet type music playing in that courtyard there.
Right.
So, definitely that. And and one more, this is not music, but this is like something that's going on voice-wise. During the trials of the Jedi?
Mm-hmm.
what's the show with the children, right? That I never
Jedi Training Academy. Jedi.
Yes, because I'm not a child. I love when Vader comes out and you can hear his voice like through that whole area. It gives you goosebumps.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's like it's right there. I hope that happens in Galaxy's Edge. It probably won't. They probably won't have Vader in there. I hope they do. But
why wouldn't they have Vader?
Well, because of the setting it's in, it's like after he died.
There's no time period, as far as I understand it.
I thought the time period
is supposed to be nebulous.
I mean, for merch purposes, they better have him in there. But.
Well, they've got to set it in a setting that is kind of generic, because the movies take place over like 60 years, right?
Yeah.
So they're setting it in a time that's kind of generic so that you could have Darth Vader and it wouldn't look strange or, you know, that kind of thing.
But just slipping back to Solo, did you guys catch the Black Spire Village reference in the movie?
I didn't. I heard about it. I didn't catch it when I was watching it, though.
Yeah, they mention it along with the Kessel Run and some of that stuff.
What? It's like the droid says it, right? Somebody, I forget who mentioned it.
Yeah, I remember hearing it.
Yeah.
Black Spire Village sounds like a 70s soul band.
That's actually a great name for a 70s soul band.
I feel like I think that's what they're going for.
Big hair and butterfly collars.
Awesome. Okay, let's go over to Bridget. What do you think?
So I like the Tower of Terrors, like Liza does. I like that old music that it's like kind of creepy, but like nostalgic. But I also like the Star Wars stuff too, because it's like kind of like pumps you up a little bit. So it's like, you know, all that. Who's the composer, Mark?
John Williams.
Yeah. So all John Williams stuff. It's like
John Williams, so good.
Yeah, so I like that too. So it's, and then I like the main entrance music too. So it's, I like the older stuff, and I like the stuff that kind of gets you, like kind of gets your heart pumping and, you know, getting excited. So
okay, I'm going to turn it over to Mark.
Okay, so I like a lot of the background music at Hollywood Studios. There's, you know, because as you walk around, there's just music that they play in the background that I really like. So I know, like, for example, I know we hear the Rocky theme at one point when you're walking around. You hear the theme from the Magnificent Seven, like that kind of stuff. So I just kind of like a lot of the background music that they play. It's all, a lot of music from films.
Okay.
Hey, Mark.
What?
I have some terrible news for you.
What is that?
You recently got rid of all of that music in the background.
Yeah. Lovely.
They no longer play the old music, old movie music in there.
None of it?
No. Mm-hmm. At least nothing that's non-Disney, owned. That's sorry.
Fun. Is that recent?
Yeah, as of, as of the winter, they changed it. Yeah. But it would always be in your heart, Mark.
Yes, it will.
Oh, that's sweet.
A little Phil Collins.
Yeah, a little Phil Collins.
Mark, do you feel like your little Walt just died?
My little Walt did just die. He just died a little right there.
Oh, poor little
I'm never going back to Hollywood Studios. I just want you all to know that.
Wait, you're not going to get to see Star Wars. Somehow I think that's
Oh, you're
not.
Going back.
No. Not
going
to happen.
Yeah, he'll be back. He's probably going to pitch a tent out there and stay there forever.
Yeah, there was actually people talking about it on a different podcast this week about how long the line is going to be when it finally opens. The other thing I really like is the March of the Stormtroopers in Hollywood Studios is really cool. I like the music for that.
Okay, let's move over to Animal Kingdom. I'm going to start with Liza.
Animal Kingdom. My favorite music in Animal Kingdom is all of the songs in the, well, not all of them, but a lot of the songs in the Finding the Nemo musical.
Oh, that's cute. I've never seen that. I'm not going to lie.
No, I haven't either.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Oh, it's a cute show.
Okay.
It's really good.
I have an excuse for that. For one thing, until what? A year ago, that was a half-day park. So I think, I'm spending a lot more time over there and really appreciating it. But for some reason, I just never seem to make it to the show.
Okay.
So
I'm going to let you know right now, there's a song that Crush sings called Go With The Flow. So good. So good. The intro song is really good. There's a couple of guys that do the voice of Crush or sing that song. There's a good guy and a guy that's like, hey, it's all right. But, I mean, if you get
it's
the
like
good
all
guy.
Original, it's original music that was not in the movie that they wrote specifically for the show, puppets are unbelievable. It's really good. For a 40-minute free, quote-unquote, show that you get in a theme park,
it's phenomenal. Yeah, it's great. I love the music.
Chris, did you ever see the Tarzan show?
No.
No, I saw the Tarzan show.
Okay, because it's nothing like that, but it's so much better.
It was good.
Well, Tarzan was good.
What does that have to do with the Tarzan show?
Nothing.
It's nothing like that.
Weren't they in the same location, though? They were in the same location.
It's the same theater, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I saw the Tarzan show.
You know, I didn't do a lot at Animal Kingdom until in the last year. And partly because one of my kids is really crazy about Animal Kingdom. I go there more now. And the twins like the rides there.
Well, you should take him to see Finding Nemo the musical. It's really not bad. I love it.
Can I drop him off and go eat somewhere?
No, I think you need to at least give it some time.
And that theater, the benches have backs, so you're not just like hunched over. You can actually kind of sit back. And it's air conditioned, so if you're there and it's hot, which is all the time, or it's raining, it's like 40 minutes, so it's a good place to spend your time with the rain or the heat or whatever, and it's really good.
Love that music.
Should definitely try it.
I will give it a shot next time.
You should.
Okay. You convinced me. Okay, let's go to Adam, because Adam, I know, is going to have a good one. Go ahead, Adam.
Animal Kingdom music... That is a good question. My favorite music would have to be at the Festival of the Lion King. Sorry, Tony.
That's mine, you son of a gun.
I love that one.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, it's obvious Disney movie, theme park music, but, you know, they do a good job. I mean, it's not live, which kind of stinks, but
whatever. Well, they have Broadway actors.
That's true.
Right, Mark?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, they don't sing that live? Wait a second.
They do. Yeah.
Don't ruin it for me, because I was almost 100% sure
was.
When have you seen it last?
What are you talking about?
When was the last time you saw it?
That's
why
it's so
6 months?
So you probably saw Mark's friend in Lion King.
Right.
Like the big narrator, like almost like the Mufasa. He's the James Earl Jones.
So it's pre-recorded is what you're saying.
No.
No, they're live.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I was wrong. No, that's why it's really good, is because they are singing it live, and those vocalists are really good. So go watch it.
All right. That makes me feel better. Awesome. All right, Bridget, what do you got?
He stole mine. I'll forgive him, though.
Okay. All right.
That
he stole
one,
mine,
I like,
too.
I like Harambe. I like Africa, though. Like, I like all that Harambe. Like they have, what is it, the three women, they're called the sisters, or?
The sisters, yeah, I forget what the sisters.
I remember, how old was Katie? And she was, like, totally into it, and she was, like, dancing, and, like, she and I were out there dancing with them, and they loved her, and they were like, can we get a picture with her? I was like, of course. Yeah, sure, why not? But they're awesome. They're right there in the Harambe village.
Right.
Nice.
All right, Tony, what do you have?
Well, since everybody's taken Festival of the Lion King and all my Harambe stuff, I'm still going to stay in Harambe, and they've got the drummers and the acrobats and the singers who do that little show out in front of the entrance to the Festival of the Lion King Theater. It's just, you know, Bridget said she likes the beat and the drums, you know, they're really an interactive show, and it just gets you, like, really pumped.
Okay, what about you, Mark?
Yeah, I think everybody's pretty much said what I was going to say. It's the Caribou Sisters. That's it.
Caribous.
But I don't. Yeah, everybody's mentioned everything I would have said.
Yeah. All right. Well, anybody have some final thoughts on the music?
Well, I think Disney music is awesome in general, and Epcot, I think, is the theme park that has the best.
Well, and your car is basically nonstop Disney music, because you'll call me and I'll be like, okay, don't you get enough of that when you're on hold with Disney?
No.
So.
No, because they don't play all the songs that I want to hear. They're
That's
not
true.
Playing my 40s creepy music. They're not playing Just Go With The Flow. That's what I like to listen to. I think I'm raising my kids right.
You are raising your kids right. That's right.
Oh, yeah. Our kids were introduced to Jimmy Buffett when they were, like, 3.
Jimmy Buffett.
Really?
Stepped on a pop top.
Come on, kids. Flip-flop.
Yeah.
Can I ask a quick poll from everybody?
Sure. Yeah.
Do we like the new Soarin' music or the old Soarin' music?
Ooh.
Old Soarin' for life.
Old, I think. Right? Yes, old. Yeah.
Old.
You mean in the film itself or in the queue?
Not in the film.
In the film. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
wait,
I never
wait
in the
queue.
Did they
change the music?
Yeah, the queue music's the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the new one better. Sorry, guys.
Because it takes elements of where they are,
and it mixes it into that soundtrack. They do a good job like that.
I'll have to listen to it again. You know what? I'm not familiar with it as much as I was the other one. That's the problem.
Well, just call Liza and ask her to put her speaker on her car on speaker.
That's right, Liza. Because you're gonna be jamming usually to eliminations.
My favorite part of Soarin' isn't even the ride anymore.
What is it?
David, your flight attendant, flight steward.
Yeah, I like that part.
Nice work.
Do you know what part I like? I like the part where I stretch just a little higher so that I don't have to use that middle of the leg strap. You're a short person. You know, Bridget, you're short, right?
Yeah, I am.
I don't know. How tall are you?
5'4".
Okay. So, you know how it is. You kind of got to stretch up a little.
I don't... But you're ridiculous. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I'm 5'2", so...
Well, so Nick finally got past the middle strap. Past trip, right, Mark?
Yeah.
Oh, my twins are still in that middle strap.
He's going to be 10, and he just hit 48 inches this year. So, which he's, super excited about.
Are you kidding? My kids are taller than that, and they're still in the little ones are still in the middle strap. There's no way.
No, he sits up real tall.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. I passed that point about 2 years ago.
Yeah, I know. You were proud. See, Tony and I get it. We were both proud of ourselves when we had to, I don't have to do that anymore.
I used to wear the high-heeled wedges.
He always says,
that's probably a good look
for you. Am I going to get taller?
It is.
High-heeled wedges.
Is it going to happen for me? I'm like, honey, have you seen your parents?
Yeah, you could be like Dog the Bounty Hunter. He has 7-inch lifts in his boots.
Does he really?
He actually does. He has cowboy boots that he has lifts inside the boot to make him taller.
How do you know that?
Plus the boot has a heel.
Does he admit that?
Yeah, there was I think Beth called him out on it. That was the only
reason.
How tall
is he without the
lift? He's short. I think he's shorter than me. I think he's 5'6".
I have a whole theory about height. I think you just need to own it. I'm short. People make fun of me all the time. It is degrading to have to ask a 12-year-old to get something off a top shelf for you. However, and this happened to me at Target once. I saw this girl, and I'm like, can you reach that for me? And she looked at me like, ha-ha, yes, I can. But that's okay, because I own it. But the thing is, I feel it's the same with hair loss. If you're a man and you've lost your hair, shave it off and own it. You know? It's not going to hurt you.
Exactly.
That's right. So,
Yeah.
Life is too short to worry about things like that.
That's true. And
certainly too short to wear the 7-inch heels.
Well, dog
does it. I wear heels all the time.
I know. That's true. You wear a wedge, and dog's essentially wearing a wedge.
Lady.
You are a lady. But he almost looks like a lady sometimes with that hair. Anyway.
Yeah,
he's got the
And that's a good segue into remembering that today was Prince's 60th birthday. Speaking of men
really?
Who dress like ladies and wear 7-inch heels.
Oh,
Prince was short too. He's gonna be 60 years old.
He looked fantastic.
Maybe you didn't hear that news the other day.
Michael Jackson, Madonna, and Prince all would have turned 60 this year.
Wait,
wow.
Is Madonna 60?
Well, Madonna's still gonna turn 60, Tony.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah,
so
she's
far.
Not.
Is there something you
know? Well, I don't know. I don't know. Madonna has a lot of control over a lot of things. She's turned back time.
You know, Madonna's looking better lately. She was looking kind of rough, but now she looks better. Do you think we've beaten this dead horse enough?
Probably.
Let's turn it over to Mark and close us out with his dulcet tones. Go ahead.
Well, thank you for listening to us. Go out and listen to some Disney music. Enjoy yourself. And if you enjoy the show, we ask you to go out and leave us a review on iTunes because it helps us out. And you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. We have Instagram, right?
We do have Instagram.
Old Man Camping.
Come on.
Facebook and the old Instagram.
I don't use Instagram. I don't use Instagram. That's right.
They have
these newfangled apps.
What about the Snapchat? Is something with gators?
Go out.
And why does Mark always say, give us a review because it'll help us out?
I don't know.
Mark helps us. Doesn't it do something with the algorithm?
Oh my god. It helps other people. It helps other people think that we aren't that bad.
Right, exactly. Hey, look, somebody went and changed their rating on Liza.
Yes.
They said that Liza's growing on them. Not unlike, you know, I don't know, I'm old.
Well, yeah. She's growing on me, too.
So. Did I really? Am I growing on everyone? That's great. Okay, yeah, I just wanted to give a special shout out to God's Mouse. Thank you so much. I really appreciate the effort.
She sent us that picture. She took a screenshot of the review and goes, look.
See?
You're moving up in the world.
I am, kind of, you know. I mean, I'm just a small town girl.
Living in a lonely world.
Yeah. I mean, I okay. Take the midnight train.
And on that note.
Okay, the other thing that's funny, he says, if you like us, well, why would people listen? Oh, wait a minute. They might listen just to torture themselves.
That's true.
You have someone who's like a masochist. And they can't find anything to torture anyone to torture them for them.
Well, I'm looking for validation. I'm like, like us, please.
Come on, come on.
Like us.
Follow us on Twitter.
Right. Oh, yeah, follow us on Twitter because Adam got a like from Joe Brody and Lund Testa.
And not only did I get a like from Joe Brody, he replied to one of my tweets.
That's amazing.
Adam is now a minor Disney celebrity.
I collapsed at work when it happened. Somebody had to bring me, because I have a broken ankle, if you guys didn't know it already.
Oh,
and somebody had to pull me up. Somebody had to pull me up, and they were like, why'd you collapse? And see, work doesn't know I'm doing all this, because I'm doing it mostly on work time. So I had to lie. And just thinking I had a heart attack. So.
Adam, that's amazing. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
That's great.
The social media guru. He really is.
And now that I have storage on my phone, I put pictures on there too. Of Disney, not of other things.
That's good to know.
Check it out.
Check it out. Right.
Anyway.
Continue.
And now that's the longest.
That's the longest exit ever. And
sorry.
There was like five or six different topics and feelings. There were lots of feelings in there.
Leave us a review.
Unless it's bad.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Okay.
Good night. Good night. Bye.
Bye.
Talk to you soon.